Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all you stupid people, you talking heads. Thank you for listening to us. I know that you tuned in because you have something to learn today. It's as simple as pie. Little children can understand it. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth perfected praise, said God.
It's a good day to learn.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website. We painted the lily, we gilded the gold, friends. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, and like us if you would, if you do. You can check out my fan page, which is Bradley Dean. Cool website. I've only had about 18,000 scans over the last week and a half. I just started a week and a half ago, and I'm pleased that people are checking me out. I'd venture to say that more of my enemies are doing their job than...
They got their eye on the ball.
Righteous, but I have God on my side and the law on my side. So
let them see him.
As John Knox rightly said, that great Scottish reformer, that prophet of God, a man with God is in the majority. Friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, the lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Breitbart just picked up some stuff from us, other guy.
Yes, he did.
And I'm just kind of curious to know, because we do know, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
And Breitbart?
People are always looking for...
For those that didn't know, Breitbart hated God. I just thought I'd share that with people.
He was not sympathetic towards the Christian cause. But
no,
I think
he wasn't.
He was torn in his own mind. There was a lot of hypocrisy with that because of all the solid principles he stood on. The foundation is God!
Yes. Unite us! We're united. Hey, folks, it's not an issue of... people being in agreement with us or being on our side, it's an issue of all of us being on God's side to make sure that we can win the day.
That's right.
Just as long as we can get that out of the way right away,
exactly right
off the bat.
Breitbart on Facebook. Breitbart, one voice silenced, millions awake, has been posting our stuff. Matter of fact, we had just under 700, well, pretty much 700 hits on Muslim infiltration to public education. Yeah. They posted that news.
Great response.
Article
good
Brady
for them.
Wrote.
Yeah. Also, I got a question for all these people, like these libertarians and stuff. How do they know right from wrong? I mean, what's the difference between that and an atheist? Because you all have to come back to the same reference.
Yeah.
The point of reference is who gave law? God. It's that easy. All right, go on.
We need
on.
To drop
Sorry.
That term libertarian.
Yes.
It just doesn't jive,
no,
man.
No,
American, Christian, one and the same.
Yes.
I read a lot and send likewise. Only the facts will lead to truth. Justifications, excuses will always lead to compromises. Never compromise. Thanks for your time. A friend through Jesus Christ. Amen. Dana Alexander.
John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, saith Christ.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right. Thank you, Dana, for tuning in and listening. Bradley Dean, The Bible or the Bayonet, was just posted on the Brenner Brief. Any of you know Sarah Brenner, she carries all the columns that we produce every week. This particular one, scenario one, Johnny goes duck hunting before school. Pulls out in a school parking lot with a shotgun in the truck's gun rack. 1962, the vice principal comes over, looks at Johnny's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his own shotgun and shows Johnny. But in 2013, school goes into lockdown. The FBI is called. Johnny is hauled off to jail. Never sees his truck or his gun again. The counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers.
Yeah.
Now, I got a response this morning from Rich. Rich at the Brenner Brief when he posted this. He said this column this week was awesome. It's funny because I grew up and went to school in a period that straddled both of those scenarios. It was so much better the original way. Just wanted to share that.
Cool.
It is. You know what? That's up to us in between.
Just this article was awesome?
Well, actually, last week's article, he said the same thing. He said he's becoming a bigger fan.
Well, I think it's just an issue of, again, you know what? We're all becoming bigger fans.
That's right.
That's why we're cooling off over here.
Christ. Wow.
Yeah.
You turned all those fans on.
Yeah, what do you do when you get hot and you're in a football game? You just turn on all the fans. Boy, that's really bad. Real bad. Sorry about that.
Raymond Clackring said, I never patron. I will never. We posted that thing about Starbucks, talked about it a little bit yesterday, about the man sending his business other places because he's so intelligent.
Sure.
I will never patronize Starbucks again. Take your coffee and stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. I'm sure he was thinking about digging a hole. Just put it right
that's
in
what
there
I was thinking
and
about
keep
too.
It there. Cover it up. No more sun
for
Starbucks.
Because I was trying to figure out where the sun didn't shine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rich. Great timing, impeccable.
Where the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about some of the terms that people use.
Yeah. It's only where darkness is.
Okay.
I've heard in Seattle where they're out of it, doesn't, you know, the sun doesn't come out much.
It rains a lot there, yeah. Mm-hmm. They got good guitar players, too, we heard.
Oh, my goodness, the yeah. best.
Do you want to tell the story really quick?
I'd love it.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a guy call, and he was rehearsing for the band or trying out for the band. He said, listen.
This was years ago.
I was Seattle's, what is it, second best or second?
No, he was the best.
He's the best. Seattle's best.
Yeah.
Seattle's best in the
yeah.
competition. We said, all right, come on over. We'll try you out, you know, and that sort of thing. I think he spent more time turning the knobs on his amplifier than
he did
on
because he had no rhythm and he didn't know how to play his guitar.
Oh,
and we were in Kansas when we tried him out to, well, we trusted him for face value, yeah. right? We get to Kansas, he gets up on stage, it's like, oh my gosh.
So
I get to Arkansas, I'm almost crying, I'm calling back to Minnesota. Rob, which is our sound man and our guitar player, you need to get out here now. He said, Bradley, just turn him down and bump you and Massey up. So that's exactly what we did.
All drums and
got
bass.
Together with this guy and said, dude, you're over your head. And he said, yeah, I realize that. It's like, thanks
after
a lot.
After the plane ticket,
yes.
after
yes.
the, yeah. Okay.
Plane ticket?
Yeah. I think we flew him
no,
out.
No, he was from North
he
Dakota.
Drive?
He drove from North Dakota. He went back to mom.
Something.
I think he was just burnt.
Part of that, probably, maybe.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about
shining.
They will always get away with what you let them get away with. All right.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Sarah Marie Brenner, creator and editor of TheBrennerBrief.com. Bradley Dean is one of our contributors at TheBrennerBrief.com, and he has a heart for the youth and a mission to make sure that our next generation understands their natural-born rights and the Constitution. Support Bradley Dean today by reading his columns at TheBrennerBrief.com or visit YouCanRunInternational.com.
Cool. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that. Wow. Self-appointed accolades. Jake's doing this
Sarah,
full-time now.
Sarah wanted to do it.
Hey, guys, I'm going to post a picture of a rabbit, and I started thinking, wait a second, I don't want to get people weird on Easter. Mm-hmm. Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's not about little bunnies jumping around. What does that have to do with Jesus Christ dying for the sins of the world and being resurrected to the glory of the Father?
I've got the answer.
Okay, just hang on a second. And what does eggs have to do with a bunny? Bunnies don't have eggs, and it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Just like Santa Claus has nothing to do with Christmas. Capiche? Mm-hmm. All right, just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. But I'm going to post a picture of a bunny. You're going to start laughing, dude. This guy is like ginormous or something.
Big Bunny?
Oh, he's huge.
Not Big Bird, Big
Bunny.
No,
and he's not like tall and skinny like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
I think his name is Herman.
Herman?
Yeah.
Herman the Bunny.
Yeah, Jake, just let's not try to imitate Bugs Bunny.
Well, I was a fan.
Really? Yeah. Just plug your nose. I think you'll do a good job of the Revenge of the Nerds or something like that. We got Rich in Florida. Got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. The worst part of this day is I'm actually having to spend the next hour with the other guy.
Hey, what'd you laugh for, Rich? What's so funny about that?
The dynamic between you two is great.
Cool. That's great.
That's great.
Rich,
go ahead.
Go ahead with your comment, Rich. You made a comment about the column that was just posted on Brenner Brief.
I did. As soon as I read it, I'm a millennial, and I mean, I was born in 81, and I was reading, especially with the school that Bradley wrote, and I kind of grew up in a time period that straddled those two philosophies that he was trying to highlight, and the Ritalin one hit me because I remember when they first started putting those practices in school. And I had a friend that, I mean, really the fundamental problem he had was because he had a broken family, and his father was a deadbeat dad, and he acted out because of it.
Yep.
And, you know, instead of addressing the heart of the issue, they just basically put him on Ritalin, guys, you know.
Yep.
And it wasn't just him. It was a lot of them, but I remember he had one of the hardest times. And, of course, that didn't work out well. And he's not doing well now. And you could really trace that back all the way back to middle school, all the way back there. And it was that they even built that school as an effort to kind of centralize and make a one-size-fits-all policy, the districts that we had. They used to be spread up and they left it up to local communities to deal with the administrations, but this was the first time they came together, built a massive campus and a massive school, and tried to lay down one policy for everybody, and it didn't go well. Mm-hmm. It just did not result.
The individuality of the people. Now, the column that Richard's talking about is Bradley Dean, the Bible or the Bayonet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And the scenario that he's speaking of is this. Jeffrey will not sit still in class. He continuously disrupts other students.
Yep.
In 1962, they dealt with it. Jeffrey is sent to the principal's office and given a good paddling.
Oh.
He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt other students again. Yeah. Worked for me.
Yeah.
In 2013, though.
Oh, wait. It did?
Yeah, sorry.
All right,
yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. I saw that paddle once in Montana. 2013, Jeffrey is given huge doses of Ritalin.
Dangerous psychotropic drugs, right, where the pharmaceutical companies are making over $200 million a day on the ignorance of the American people. These used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. Yep. They've convinced the American people through dumbing them down that this is good for their kids.
That's right.
Yep.
He's given Ritalin after being diagnosed with ADD, attention deficit disorder.
Which falls to the parent, not the kid. Go.
That's right. Yep. Jeffrey now becomes a zombie. The family now gets a check from the government, and Jeffrey becomes disabled.
Yeah. 1981, you were born, Rich?
Yep.
Wow. Now, I was in junior high. I think I was in seventh grade at that time. But I started to see an influx of the stuff that you're talking about as well. Mm-hmm. So I kind of shifted with you. I was a little bit older than you were, about a decade older than you were. But that's when I began to see the same transition going on in our country. But if we go back to George Bush Sr., we can see that he's the one that opened the gates for all these dangerous psychotropic drugs. A lot of the crime the bureaucracy that we're dealing with today falls back on the Bushes, for those that didn't know.
The war on drugs as well.
That's exactly right. Pretty crazy stuff. So you're in Florida, by the way.
Yes, I am. Gainesville, Florida.
Okay, and the temperature is?
It's actually a little chilly today. It's probably in the 60s, which is chilly.
You're a funny guy, Rich. You're a funny guy.
Hey, cut this guy off. Yeah. Okay. Take him off here.
I'm from New Jersey, but after a couple of years, your blood thins out.
Awesome. I totally get it. Thank you for your call, Rich, for
Appreciate it, Rich.
Time. We got to jump off. Yep. Hang on with us for Heather. Did you get him? Okay, cool. Well, we got a new friend out in Florida. Rich. Cool guy. Folks, let's get to the topic really quick, because what I want to do is I want to play a piece for you really quick. As a matter of fact, Carrie, don't you think it'd be better for us to play this piece really quick? Because this exemplifies my point to a T. This is Megyn Kelly, I'm sorry, whatever her name is, Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly. The best that you have, friends, listen carefully. I've said this since day one, but folks, they're just taking the mask off day by day. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to the Hegelian dialectic. And tell me this does not exhibit my point to a T. Listen to this, friends.
What I'm saying is that when you ask, for example, I had an interview with Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. What is it about calling a gay union marriage that offends you? How does it hurt a traditional or heterosexual marriage? And I didn't hear anything articulated that was particularly persuasive. What people go back...
Stop. Wait. Megyn, you didn't hear anything articulated?
Why do you need to?
Where does common sense come into play? Here again, we have Fox, America's best, folks, making no reference to God, the laws of our republic, which are derived from God, or our foundations in any sense of the word. Nowhere. I didn't hear Tony Perkins articulate anything. What offends you by the... Does common sense come into play. But if we look over to Canada, we can see what homosexual marriage is really about. Friends, for those that didn't know, I know that this is a hot topic right now. That's why I'm preaching on the topic. It's an abomination in the sight of God, and the majority of you say you love God, but you disagree with what His commandments command. I don't understand that. You love God, but you don't agree with Him. Do you know how many times, well, I see this all the time. You know, the Pharisees, they loved Christ too as they were crucifying Christ on the cross. They said they were God's seed. Homosexuality is abomination. All the way up until 1961, it was considered illegal in every state in your union. If you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for 21 years. Remember we used to do that? Remember when someone would kill a baby, friends? They would go to prison for 99 years? Now they get paid to do it. Are you that stupefied to accept this kind of behavior that God condemns? He didn't call it sin. He called it an abomination. Over in Canada, friends, oh, by the way, up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now you have the mentally ill trying to put you in subject to them so they can rule over you. This is about upending your constitution. America as you know it. You undo yourself, America, by even turning this garbage on. How? And she's supposed to be an attorney? Yeah, she is a modern day attorney. No question about it.
Yep.
Over in Canada, the first thing the government did was attack the church. Of course. The second thing they did is went after homeschoolers. And they told the parents, you will not teach your kids that homosexuality is an abomination. Oh, really? The third thing they did is they went from the age of 16 to 14. The radical homosexuals wanted to lower the age of anal consent. What does that have to do with homosexual? Does this offend anybody?
Is that a compelling argument?
Is that articulated the right way there, Megan? This is the best you've got, and you wonder why your backs are up against the wall, America? Boy, it used to be that they used to just omit the topic.
Mm-hmm. Now they're embracing the other side.
Does the NEA? Does the 225 homosexuals and transvestites and radical lesbians like Alina Kagan on the Supreme Court, who's never judged a case in her life, does that offend you? Whoa! We're going to come back and we're going to listen to Mr. O'Reilly stick both of his feet in his mouth. And this, again, proves my point to a T. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, it's your kids. That's what this is all about. It's your kids. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, really quick. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, go to my fan page if you would. And like it, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And or, again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake's got these posts. Jake, you want to pick up the size of that rabbit? By the way, his name is Herman. Easter, friends, is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not bunnies and eggs. And P.S., for those that didn't know, bunnies don't lay eggs. All right, let's get back to this Bill O'Reilly with Megyn Kelly about homosexual marriage. This is their brand new, brainwashed version of information. I guess it's their job to overthrow the law. But you know what? They are perfect students of the Hegelian dialectic in every sense of the word.
Sure.
But go ahead and play this, and then I'm going to read this off really quick for the people.
Thing is that when you ask, for example, I had an interview with Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. What is it about calling a gay union marriage that offends you? How does it hurt a traditional or heterosexual marriage? And I didn't hear anything articulated that was particularly persuasive. What people go back to...
And I agree with you 100%.
Right.
100%. And I hate to say this, Kelly. And next week I got something to Kelly that she's not going to like.
Oh.
I agree with you 100%.
Wow, okay.
The compelling argument is on the side of homosexuals.
Mm-hmm. Listen to that. Listen to this. This is Fox. This is the best you have. Folks, homosexuals... Crimes against nature. Look at your law books, your state laws, your statutes, friends. Read what the law says. The compelling argument falls to the homosexuals? No. They don't have a right to break the law like a fornicator doesn't, like an adulterer doesn't.
How's there an argument?
Like a thief doesn't. Friends, this is how stupid and foolish these people have become. By the way, Mr. Genius, Bill O'Reilly here from Fox, he's from Harvard College. Apparently, he doesn't know his mottos from Harvard. For those that didn't know, the motto for Harvard is for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ. By the way, Alina Kagan, the radical lesbian, is from Harvard, who radicalized Harvard She's on the Supreme Court justice. Well, she calls herself a justice. They call her a justice. She's never judged a case a day in her life. She's a radical lesbian. She went to Harvard, too. For Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Fundamentally, they keep their eyes up. They can't look at the foundation, no. Because if they do, yep. They might have
or down.
To, right. Thank you. I'm sorry. Is that what I said?
They walk where the sun doesn't
shine.
Well,
no, I was thinking about them sticking their nose up and they're not paying attention to where they're walking.
It.
Hey, folks, they will always get away with what you let them get away with. If they can get you asking the wrong questions like these two geniuses, Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, well, then guess what? They don't have to give you the right answers. Now, listen carefully. In the light of the Supreme Court handpicking the issue of homosexual marriage this week, of course they handpicked it, an issue that has been settled by our Creator, read the Declaration of Independence and the Bible, the laws of our Republic, the Mosaic Institution, common law, and the righteous complaint of the American people, those that are aligned with the laws of our Republic. So, friends, I thought it was important to ask where the American people are deriving their belief that radical homosexual marriage is accepted by a majority of our citizens. I did a couple interviews this morning, one in North Carolina and the other one in Massachusetts.
Doug Clayton, Chuck Morris.
Oh, yeah. The first one, Doug said, well, I don't want to be called a bigot. Well, you're not the one breaking the law. I mean, criminals call cops pigs all the time.
That's not a bad thing. That's right.
But they don't. They don't forfeit their post.
No,
they stand their ground.
No. Could you imagine that? We don't want to be called pigs anymore.
Totally.
What should we do?
Totally.
We have a compelling argument here.
Well, people need to understand this. Truth is not subjective to evil. It's not subject to evil. Evil is subject to God's law and his justice when violated. Did you hear what I said? Truth is not subjected to evil. Evil is subjected to God's law unto judgment when his laws are violated. Folks, you win either way. They already know. You have a government setting the American people for the ones that they can find, the useful idiots, to set themselves at war with God only to give power over to tyranny. That's what this is about.
That's
the
right.
Government wins. It's just like terrorism. They win.
That's right.
Why is it the bad guys win all the time? You know, I just seen online this morning. Why am I getting echo in the room? I just seen this morning a post of our women in the military wearing these headbands that Islamic women wear. Our government told them, please wear these hats. These scarves over your head. Wait a second. You can't have a Bible. You can't walk out your faith in Afghanistan, but you can wear Islamic attire, saith your government. Who is winning? Who is winning? This is the fruit of a nation that departs from God. It is simple as pie. It is come.
It's
totally
so
clear. Easy to
so
see.
Clear.
It really is.
So clear.
Now, folks, what I was told this morning, well, you know, I heard some progressive email the show that I was on this morning, and he said, well, the homosexuals are winning this. No, they're not. They're being used as a political battering ram only to upend your Constitution. Remember, they're mentally ill people. Everybody says they know there's something wrong with these people. Well, then, but friends, do you realize they mean to rule over you? And Obama's appointing these people to rule over you only to undo America as you know it. The homosexuals that are putting themselves in a position and they think they're being elevated. No, they're not. They're being used.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. Folks, 33 states have voted down gay marriage, homosexual marriage. During Proposition 8, 7 million Californians voted against homosexual marriage. By the way, the majority were black voters. Not once, but twice was their voice heard. They had to do it two different times because of a radical judge that was not ruled by God or law came in to legislate from the bench. His name was Von Walker. He has since retired. He would have been removed.
Point of
Folks, you need to understand that corrupt judicial systems and government, what they do is they get involved and they strip the rights of the people out of their hands by placing it into the courts right where the corrupt government wanted it. Because what they do is they want to control the debate because the state-run media will be right there to help them along with their narratives, friends. Their talking points, not yours. Another example dates back to May 1st, 2004 in Seattle, Washington, where 25,000 people protested homosexual marriage at the May Day for Marriage rally, and approximately 1,500 radical homosexual sympathizers showed up to protest the rally, holding up signs stating, "Bigots, go home." They may as well have said, "Hey, you're a bunch of pigs," to the cops.
Yep.
Law abiders. Mm-hmm. You have the criminal calling the law abider a bigot.
Yep.
The state-run media twisted the truth again, told the public that the 1,500 homosexual supporters holding up signs stating "Go home, bigots" were the majority and made the 25,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event against bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. By the way, they just did the exact same thing yesterday and the day before in Washington, D.C. Thousands and thousands and thousands, just like the abortion topic, thousands and thousands of people were there to protest, but the state-run media goes to the handful of those that are being used as useful idiots to only be used as that political battering ram for their agenda to give power over to corruption again, like Billy Bob and Megyn Kelly. So here comes in the Hegelian dialectic. We talked about this yesterday. The Hegelian dialectic is the tool that the corrupt in government use in an attempt to manipulate the minds of the people to accept their change when they normally would reject it. The Hegelian dialectic is the process in which the usurping elitists create a crisis, knowing in advance how the population will react to that created crisis, thus conditioning the people that a change is needed, and once that is achieved, then they will bring the answer to the crisis that they themselves created. I heard today the raging debate over homosexual marriage. There's no raging debate over homosexual marriage. Did you hear what I just said? Who's reporting that? The state-run media. They attempt to control both sides of the debate over how and why the change is needed, thus diverting anyone from the right questions to be asked in order to avoid bringing the right answer. So, with the help of the state-run media, this process is repeated over and over and over again to make it seem as though society is accepting of their change. No, they are not. Again, rather than citing the Bible, the Constitution, or the laws of our republic, they continue their manipulative debate until a perceived compromise, there it is right there, is reached. The outcome of the debate, which purposely addressed the concerns of the public with the mandate to do something, is enacted as policy, never law. Listen carefully. It's enacted as public policy. Democracy, not republic. It's never law that is incited or referred to. And then their radical agenda moves forward. The Supreme Court, the media, and this administration are exemplifying the Hegelian dialectic today to a T. And after placing radical lesbian Alina Kagan on the bench, they have attempted to take the issues such as marriage out of the hands of the people again so they can push their unconstitutional and therefore illegal agenda. Friends, the same thing goes for Roe versus Wade in the decision in 1973. The American people accepted the lie that abortion is legal just because the Supreme Court said so. Nay, negative, null and void. As William Blackstone stated, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And after 57 million babies being aborted, the American people are finally beginning to awaken to the fact that the Hegelian dialectic has deceived them too. Because they would have never accepted the murder of innocent children in the womb otherwise. So simply put, America is dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that is being used as a political battering ram to upend your constitution, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. For you homosexual sympathizers, you undo yourselves in every sense of the word. You have no idea what this is about. And that's all you simply have to do is pull the mask off. The NEA, Homosexual Caucus, that wasn't good enough. See, they're not ruled by law, friends, these radical homosexuals. None. They're at war with God. That's why they're called crimes against nature. That wasn't good enough for them, so the National Education Association came up with something called a drag queen caucus. Now in New York, they're teaching kids bestiality. Over in Canada, where they supposedly legalized an illegal act, then what they do, they go after the kids. It's always after the kids, friends. Do your homework! In 1961, there's films online where kids in health class were actually required to turn in homosexuals to the authorities. Go ahead and check them out online. As a matter of fact, I'll post it for you. Kevin Jennings, writing a foreword to a book called Queerifying the Elementary. What is this about? Has nothing to do with gay marriage, homosexual marriage. These are the people that are blind enough to be used. Well, they are at length causing themselves to fall into the hole that they themselves have dug. I don't know how many times I need to tell. This is why Fox doesn't have Bradley Dean. This is why Sean Hannity will say, Bradley Dean's bigger than life. Well, if I'm bigger than life and you have a care for your kids, Sean, how about we get a show going and let's talk about real issues and let's make reference to the laws of God and our Constitution and a republic. How about that? Nah, that's too extreme. Yeah, I know. How many kids do you have, Sean? Hey, Glenn, how many kids do you have? Hey, Megan, how many kids do you have? Hey, Billy. Boy, if you got a kid, man, I wouldn't want to know him. Let's listen to this piece by Bill O'Reilly with Megyn Kelly again. Folks, these people are ridiculous. And these are the people that are reporting you to you prime time on the best that you've got. Oh, by the way, they were just found out for having actually supported the homosexual agenda. Fox was. Go ahead, play the whole piece. I'll do my best.
What I'm saying is that when you ask, for example, I had an interview with Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. What is it about calling marriage, calling a gay union marriage, that offends you? How does it hurt a traditional or heterosexual marriage? And I didn't hear anything articulated that was particularly persuasive. What people go back to...
And I agree with you 100%.
Right.
100%. And I hate to say this,
not
Kelly,
a year ago, though, Billy, you hypocrite.
Kelly, that she's not going to like.
Oh.
I agree with you 100%.
Wow, okay.
The compelling argument is on the side
of
homosexuals. Mm-hmm. That's where the compelling argument is. We're Americans. We just want to be treated like everybody else.
We're Americans, man.
What makes you American?
We are Americans, man. God shed his grace upon us. We are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural and the spiritual. Who cares about the price paid for our freedoms? We're Americans. It's called licentiousness, Bill. It's called using the grace of God as a cover-up rather than an empowerment to stay and in remaining in the light that Christ has given us. Folks, this is my message, is American. I'm not the one. Here's another thing. No one's attacking the homosexuals. The homosexuals are attacking everybody that doesn't agree their ideology.
Just look at it.
I'm not breaking the laws of our republic. I'm magnifying the laws of our republic. They are the ones trying to overthrow the laws of your republic. Right, okay, so here it is. Right and wrong. But let's debate right and wrong. It's not subjective to your opinion, friends. You're not the lawgiver. Who are you to point your finger at God and give him counsel? Nature itself teaches us what's right and wrong. My goodness. Go ahead.
Compelling argument. And to deny that, you've got to have a very strong argument on the other side.
And the argument
and the other side hasn't been able to do anything but thump the Bible.
Their best argument.
Oh, did you hear Billy?
But thump the Bible.
Did you hear Billy? Wasn't he just... Kerry, you want to go ahead and share with what the hypocrite was talking about a couple months ago?
It was actually back in 2009. He had two people on his show, and he was debating. He was against gay marriage, basically debating, saying, well, if we allow two men to marry men, then we're going to have to allow bestiality and you to marry your
and
dog.
And where's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he said, if we allow it, it's going to be a slippery slope. So he was against it a couple years ago.
Because of that was his compelling argument. It's not an argument. The Bible is the basis for which this stands. Every argument, you can counter it. Oh, well, we want it for procreation. Well, old people can't have babies, so then why can't they? Can they get married?
Who does this work for?
Right back
this works for the New World Order. Hey, friends,
it changes.
Leonardo da Vinci rightly said the greatest deception men suffer is from their own opinions. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And that's all you hear those
that's
two talking
PC,
about.
Political correctness. Yeah. Debate.
There's no debating truth. It's over. Truth is what it is. It exists. The minute you try to tear down truth, you create your own standards, and you'll be destroyed at end, just like every civilization in the past. Look, Rome got wealthy. They got rich. They started to prosper.
Yep.
And then what did they do? Then they started to create a nanny state. And
what
then they
follows
started
luxury,
to have,
Jake?
That's right, decadence.
Thank you.
And then pretty soon, we can question all truth is relative. It's what you maybe believe what it is. Look at what's going on in education. This whole slope is heading that way. You want to look at the end of the gay agenda. I'm talking about the agenda.
Just wait a second.
Look at the kids.
Jake, that's exactly
right. That's who they're going for.
Wait until the kids are subject to what the older generations have allowed. And then, folks, I said this yesterday and I say it again. Read Obamacare.
That's
prepare
right.
to meet your God for you allowing these atrocities to fall to your kids who are subjected to everything and protected from nothing. The homosexual agenda has nothing to do with them having their rights. They don't have rights. They can get privileges from the state that sets themselves at war with God. if you let them do that, but then they are not proper in representing who you are in your republic.
That's right. There's the other thing. You're debating the wrong question. You don't have to have the right answer. The right answer here, look at the crimes, okay? Number one, when we had something called adultery. Well, America swallowed that. Well, you know, it just didn't work out. So we'll give you a divorce for $69. Okay? Yep. There's sexual deviancy right there.
What did Jesus say about that?
That's right.
Oh, he said if you marry another, you commit adultery, and that's how you're going to stand before your judge.
That's exactly right.
See, so it's not just homosexuality. It's fornication. Yep. It's rape.
That's where it started.
It's the violation of God's law, friends. And just end of story. It applies across the boards, not to one specific victim.
Only
victim of law.
Only the guilty will condone these type of crimes. Because then you have adultery. Now, can you name a senator or congressman? 50%, I'm sure, easily have been involved in an extramarital affair or a divorce of some sort. So
no you aren't
deal,
talking
guys.
About the pastors
no
in the
deal.
Pulpits. Three out of four.
Them too.
No. Yes. Well, therein lies the problem.
That's right. No big deal to sexual crimes where God said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Notice that. Yeah, that's a different topic. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Then all of a sudden we degenerate to thinking, well, that's okay. Okay, well, if that's okay then, and it kills the kids, because look at the broken family, look at the broken situations of families, that destroyed our kids. Well, let's take another step. Let's compound that. Let's say that a son or a daughter can grow up with two dads or two moms.
Confusion to face.
Completely confusion. Yeah. And why do these two dads now, all of a sudden, who just wanted to love each other, know they can't procreate, want kids? Well, go get a woman and get a wife, then you can have kids. No, they want to adopt your kids. Why do they want to adopt your kids? Why? Why do they want to take anal consent and lower it?
That's there
look
you
at
go.
The sexual
See, now you're,
crimes
now you're,
of pederasts.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
And look at how many people that serve in government.
You just go ahead and keep trying to cover yourselves with your webs, friends. And I'm talking about you corrupt out there that don't understand. You will, like it or not, bend your knee and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. I don't care if you like it or not. The facts are the facts. That's what you're facing.
That's right.
And if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God and tempt his arm in justice, keep playing your games. Because Isaiah 59 rightly says, go ahead and spin your webs. You're not going to be able to cover yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
all
webs.
Things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. End of story.
It's appointed unto a man once to die, and after this the judgment. And nations rise and fall. We bear our own judgments now. America will not be judged when we get to heaven. We will as individuals.
That's right.
But this nation will survive based on our willingness to bring forth God's justice. So take your Bible thumping. If you want to consider that Bible thumping, I consider that common sense. If God is the one who gave us our rights, we don't disagree with him on his laws. When we do, we forfeit our rights.
And now I'm starting to understand why I just have a low opinion of this man, because he always gives his opinion. And then when he says, I agree with you, it's almost like, oh
you do?
The demigod
Wonderful.
Has spoken. Like, who cares what you have to
Bill
say, Mr.
Billy me.
Bob?
Bill agrees
Give
with
me. Give me a stinking break, dude.
What a great show. I
and isn't
so
it interesting?
Happy.
How many conservatives do you talk to? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I seen on Fox tonight?
I want to bring that point, too.
Please.
They brought up the fact that Tony Perkins didn't have a compelling argument. Now, we've had Tony on our show before. He has actually spoke very well and very authoritative.
He is. And I've seen him nail it before,
and he's got it. But for the most part, I will say they are absolutely true. Conservatives are dropping the stinking ball on this because they capitulate, because they won't stand on God's word.
One more thing. The homosexuals, the radicals do not have the numbers, friends. This is all being perpetuated through a lie and deception, just like everything else with this administration. Just thought you might know. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online. Brand new website. Again, the lily has been painted. The lily has been painted. The gold has been gilded. The gold has been gilded. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Jake again. Check out my website, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean EE, or follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Wake up, friends.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.